Hey, Business Lunch listeners, welcome to today's snackable episode with Roland. These are bite-sized episodes that you'll probably end up listening to multiple times because they're filled with so many great nuggets. But before we get into today's show, we have to give a special thanks to everyone who has left a rating and review for the show. Each rating helps the show reach more people, which helps keep Business Lunch free for you to listen to. And we want to give a special thanks to Michael Unbroken, who said the show is a must listen. He said, I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you for creating such an impactful podcast. I believe that we all have a voice that deserves to be heard. Thank you for putting this into the world. Be unbroken. Thanks, Michael. And if you've enjoyed listening to this show and have an extra minute, please consider leaving a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. We'll get into the snackable episode with Roland right after this quick break.
You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. This is your seat at the table.
Roland Frazier here. I want to share with you tips for productivity. See if these things help you. They're a little bit outside the normal time blocking and schedule setting templates and things like that a lot of people say. The first is think about developing an indifferent attitude, that you become indifferent. You just don't care one way or the other about the things that you can't change. Also, think about deprioritizing the tasks that are stressing you out and that really don't have any benefit for you to be focusing on getting done. Deprioritize those tasks. How we prioritize tasks in time management is very, very important. But the other thing is that we might have a lot of things that we've already prioritized that we're not reevaluating and saying, is this something that actually should be a priority? The third thing is if you find yourself burning out, if you find yourself unable to focus or unhappy or dreading something in particular, it's very possible that you're experiencing some level of burnout. If that's the case, give yourself some time to actually recharge and take off and relax and do something that you enjoy. It will seem like this is making you less productive because you're taking time away from focusing on things you want to get done and focusing instead on things that will help you relax and recharge. But ultimately, you'll be more productive given the overall time spent on those things because you'll come back and be more focused and able to get things done quickly. When you're feeling blah, when you're dreading things, when work has just become a chore, when you're not really looking forward to it, or you have the dread of going into whatever it is that you do, one of the things that really can help you is forgiveness. Forgiveness is important in that first, you need to forgive yourself for the things that are not going the way that you want. And rather than putting a label on yourself as I'm not good at math, I'm not good at operations, I'm not good at emails or whatever it is that is causing you to feel bad about yourself when you're doing the work that you're doing that's causing you to feel burnout. When you're doing that work, there's a good chance that you're putting layers of feelings and interpretations on that, and you're judging yourself, and you've created this label, and you're not forgiving yourself for mistakes that you make or failures that you have. And you have to realize that failure is the only way that we ever really learn how to be successful. Because if we do something right and it succeeds, that could have just been luck. If we do something and fail, we're learning another way not to do that thing that we were trying to accomplish. They've done studies in workplace environments and said that in a culture that punishes people for failure, where there is no forgiveness, they're typically 230% less productive than the people who actually do have a culture that accepts failure as a learning rather than a judgment to be punished. So think about forgiving yourself and forgiving the people around you when they don't achieve the exact result you wanted, and you may find yourself a whole lot less prone to burnout. Another is to use the scientific method to find your working habits. Think of your most productive habits, I should say. Think about how scientists do things. They have a control that is the way things have been done, and then they have an experiment on how to do things better. So think about how your habits are helping you, and then introduce new habits that you think might make you more productive. Test those out for 30 days. Try installing a new habit and see if it works for you and makes you more productive. If it does, then you will ultimately be continually improving how you get things done. Also, think about creating hard boundaries around the things that you do that might not be the most productive. Things like checking social media, like emails, like how many times are you going to be on a Zoom call, or how many meetings are you going to go through. And if you do these things, then I think you'll find that while they aren't typically recommended by time management or productivity specialists, that they will help you be way, way more productive. One of the things that I'm a big advocate of is having a schedule. Having a schedule so that you know where your time should be spent based on where you want to spend it, and instead of letting the world kind of come in and just randomly react and your time just kind of slips away. So three things that you need to be thinking about when you're scheduling time. The first is to schedule time for yourself. Time to relax, watch TV, be entertained, read, whatever it is that you want to do. The next place that you want to schedule time is with your family, your kids, if you have kids, your friends, your significant other, your spouse. Those people are very, very important. You got to schedule time for them too. And then last but not least, you want to schedule time for work, whatever that might be, whether it's working for yourself or working at a job. If you've got all three of these things in your schedule so that you kind of templatize this and say, these are the hours that I'm going to block out for myself. These are the hours I'm going to block out for my family and friends. And these are the hours that I'm going to block out for work. Then you will get more accomplished than pretty much any other way. The secret to this, too, is that while you templatize this, you also need to talk with yourself and review for about 15 minutes each Sunday, ideally before the next week starts, what you're going to do and if you need to tweak your personal schedule. Then, after you've done that, talk to your family, your significant other is usually the first place you go if you've got one, and then say, hey, this is my schedule for the coming week. Is there anything that I should tweak on my template? And then last but not least, on Monday mornings, go into work. If you've got a boss, or if you are the boss, take a look at your work schedule and do the same thing. Hope that's helpful.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.